So we're on Daf Ayin Aleph Omid Aleph. You know, Perek Klal Gadol that we picked up just a few weeks ago is divided into two parts, two halves. The first half, which is Shkagos, ends with the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel of Mulachos. And I'm eager to get to that half of the Perek, but right now we're really in the thick of Shkagos. So let's just review the machlokes between Rava and Abaye that we began yesterday, so that we'll know, you know, where we're up to today. I'll just first show you the place, and what we're up to is Umi Isle LeRava, which would be about seven lines down from the top. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six lines down from the top. First word of the line is Tchina. We have a sugya here that deals with what we called a double shkaga, and that sugya introduces a brand new concept in Shkagos, which is called Grera. And that's a word you're going to have to write down, and all of us, we're going to have to just, you know, get it into our brains. Otherwise, there's no point. The whole point is to understand Grera. So what is this double Shkaga? He starts with Shigigas Shabbos, Uzdon Melachos. That's, shall we say, Akofa Aleph? And then in Akofa Beis, without any knowledge that he's violated Shabbos, he gets to Shigigas Melachos, Zodon Shabbos v'Shigigas Melachos. So we give the following example. This is the Gemara's example. He violates Ktsira and Tchina once and then twice. In the first round, when he violates Ktsira and Tchina, he did a Shigigas Shabbos. He forgot it was Shabbos. In the second round, let's say 10 hours later, whatever it is, he's aware of its facts of Shabbos, but he forgets about the Malach. It's a little bit odd how that happened, but he forgets about Ktsira and Tchina. That's called Shigas Malachos. So Rava says that in such a case, when he finds out, earlier in Shabbos, I violated Ktsira and Tchina. So at that moment in time, his Shigigas Shabbos becomes a reality. Reality meaning it generates a Chiv Chatos, because he's notified that today, during the course of the Shabbos, let's call it at 8 a.m. on Shabbos morning, he violated Ktsira and Tchina because he had forgotten it was Shabbos. And now, how many chatos does he have to bring? Only one. And why is that? Because Shigas Shabbos is any malachas that he does are all included on the one shgaga because he forgot it was Shabbos. Says Rava, when he finds out a couple of minutes later, for argument's sake, that at 5 in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon, he again violated the same two malachas, Ktsira and Tchina, he's potter with one chatas. And we ask the question, what do you mean one chatas? In the second case, it was Zdon Shabbos, Vishigas Malachos. And when it's Shigas Malachos, we have a principle called Malachos Machalkos. And that was the number 39, that we said you could bring 39 different chatos if you violate all the Malachos on Shabbos. So now, Ktsira and Tchina for the second round should generate not one carbon, but two carbonas. And here's where we introduce the concept called grera. Grera means that since he's going to bring that first chatas, for the first yedia that he finds out about Shigas Shabbos, that chatas is being brought for two different actions, two different averas that he, violations that he implemented. Number one for the ketzira, number one for the tchina. Number two for the tchina, I should say. So that chatas already covers, or maybe I should say the chiyuv chatas, already covers those two bases, both tchina and ketzira. And therefore, when he finds out about the shigas malachos, and now you want to suggest that the malach of tchina and the malach of ketzira should generate each one respect its own chiyuv chatas, the answer is he's already covered those two malachas by the first chatas for the shigas Shabbos, which is a chatas that he's bringing for both tchina and ketzira. So another ketzira and tchina, if it's behele machas, which I'll explain in a minute, is already covered by this chatas, and that's called grera. Now, what does it mean? It was all behele machas. There was no point in time when he found out about the first shgaga independent of the second shgaga. If, let's say, somewhere between 8 a.m. when he violated the Shigas Shabbos and the two malachos, and 5 p.m. in the afternoon when he violated the malachos, b'shigas malachos, he found out about the first shgaga, then in that case, the chiyuv chatos is set, and it's limited to those two violations of Shabbos with the Shigas Shabbos. And now, he finds out another idea that he had violated chatos, I'm sorry, he had violated Ktsira and Tchina a second time on the same Shabbos, that's already a new ballgame. That's already a new Chiyuv Chatos. He's going to have to bring two additional Chatos for the Shigas Melachos. But we're talking about a case of Helem Achas. So he violated his 8 a.m. Tchina and Ktsira. He violated his 5 p.m. Tchina and Ktsira. And only afterwards does he find out about all these violations. And when he's notified about all these violations, that's the moment in which the Chiyuv Chatos emerges. And the Chiyuv Chatos for Shigas Shabbos now connects and combines both the violation of Ketzira and the violation of Tchina as well. And once he's bringing a Chatos for these two Malachos, then any other violations of those two Malachos, Behelim Achas, are incorporated, are included under the original chatas. He only brings one chatas. And that's called grera. Okay, that's the first part of Rava's statement. Now we go to the second part of Rava's statement. And then we'll get to Abaye. Because so far, everything that Rava said is universally accepted. What happens, says Rava, if, just one second, is no delo, he finds out, again, he's violated Ktsira Tchina twice. First for Shigas Shabbos, second for Shigas Malachos. Sorry. But he finds out, in this case, he finds out first about the that's the second line of Daf Ayin Aleph. He finds out first about Zdon Shabbos. Now, when he finds out about Zdon Shabbos, let's say they notify him about the second Ktsira of 5 p.m. on Shabbos afternoon. So at this point, he's Chayev Chatos for the Ktsira. Says Rava, when he finds out later about the first Ktsira of 8 a.m., which was the Shiga Shabbos, we can apply the principle of Grera. And that's called Ktsira Goreres Ktsira. Now, when once you apply the principle of Grera with regard to Ktsira Goreres Ktsira, then he has a chatos that brings him back to Shiga Shabbos. And that's called Tchina Ima. Tchina Ima means that the first Tchina, the Malach that was violated when he forgot it was Shabbos, that's already included together with the first Ktsira under the Chatos. And why is that? Because since Grera takes us back from the second Ktsira of Zdon Shabbos and Shigas Malacha to the first Ktsira of Shigas Shabbos, now you're back to a Chatos that is a Mechaper, we'll use that word, and is effective for the first Ktsira. And that first Ktsira, which was done under the rubric of Shiga Shabbos, includes the first Tchina as well. But now, what happens if subsequently he finds out about the second Tchina? So again, let's read the language of Rava. He says, Ktsira goreris Ktsira vitchina ima. So now, this chatos covers 3 out of 4 bases. Number one, it covers the second Ktsira, which he just found out about. It covers through Grera, the first Ktsira. And once I go back to the first Ktsira, that covers me as far as the first Tchina, which is called Tchina She'ima. Because this carbon is not only for the second Ktsira, but it also is for the first Ktsira. And the first Ktsira was under Shiga Shabbos, which, as we said, incorporates both the Ktsira and Tchina. Meaning, if this carbon through Grera brings us back to the first Ktsira, that means the carbon for Shiga Shabbos. Now, it doesn't matter, it's not relevant to me how many different malachas he violated under that one Shiga Shabbos. He thought it was Friday or Sunday. All those malachos, all those violations are covered by that first chatos, meaning the chatos for Shiga Shabbos. However, and here's where Rava is going to limit the application of the principle of Grera. Abai is going to disagree. Tchina shekenegdo bimkom omedes. Which means, now, again, the word kenegda is a little bit confusing. So let's not get confusing, because kenegda, I mean, which tchina are you talking about here? Kenegda. Kenegda means against it, you know, like a parallel tchina, like two sides of a tennis court. You know, which tchina is called the tchina shekenegda? On which side are you of the tennis, of the net are you? So we have to understand that the words tchina shekenegda refer to the second tchina under Shigas Malachos and Bimkom Omedes. Why? Because keep in mind that when he finds out about the Ktsira, meaning the second Ktsira, that's already Shigas Malachos. And Shigas Malachos, we have Malachos Mechalkos, Chiluk Malachos, which means that every single Malach that he forgets is unto itself, because there's nothing that that generates an overall all-inclusive shkaga. The shkaga is on each malacha independently. And therefore, once he finds out about the second Ktsira, this Chatos that he's chayav in is a Chatos that relates to Shigas Molochos, which means in this case to Shigas Ktsira. But the Shigas Trina remains a separate independent machayev, so to speak. It generates its own chiyu. The only problem is that we set up a principle called Ktsira Goreres Ktsira. If we have this principle of Ktsira Goreres Ktsira, which means that when he finds out about the second Ktsira, he brings a chatas not only for the second Ktsira, but also for the first Ktsira, the Ktsira of Shiga Shabbos. So why not apply the principle of Tchina Goreres Tchina? But again, that's irrelevant when you think about it. Why? Because it depends which direction you're going. If you're talking about the second Tchina that's Gorer the first Tchina, I don't need that. Why? Because that first Tchina was covered already by the Shiga Shabbos. Because the Shiga Shabbos included both Ktsira and Tchina. But we have another question. Once we applied Grera, not only to the first Ktsira, but also to the first Tchina, why can't the first Tchina be a Goreres es a Tchina Hashnia? So again, Rav is saying that he brings two Chatos. One Chatos will cover the second Ktsira, and by virtue of Grera, the Shiga Shabbos, which means the first Ktsira and its Batzug, its partner, which is the Tchina. Because why is it its partner? The partnership is based on the Shiga Shabbos. The second Tchina of Shigas Molochos requires its own Karman Chatos. Omar Abaye, Abaye Omar, Tchina Nami Gorer says Tchina. The first Tchina now could be Gorer the second Tchina. Sheshem Tchina Achasi. In other words, if you bring a Korban Chatos for Tchina, then that Korban Chatos will cover any Tchina that he does within that one Halama. No, within that one violation of Shabbos before he realizes and he becomes aware of his Chiyuv. But Rav, on the other hand, is of the opinion that we don't apply Tchina Goreres Tchina to go from the first Tchina to the second Tchina. The second Tchina, as we said before, according to Rava, remains independent. It's outside of the rubric. And it generates its own Chiv Chatos. So Vus Epes, why does Rava stop at some point and he's unwilling to apply Grera? If he's willing to apply Grera, A, from the second Ktsira back to the first Ktsira, and then B, from the first Ktsira to the first Tchina, once he's got a Chatos that's being brought for the first Tchina, then Abai argues very rightly that Tchina Goreres Tchina. The first Tchina should be a Goreres the second Tchina. Because we have Halach of Grera, which all the Malachas that are repeated over and over again within one Halama are all included in one Chatos. So if this Chatos is now covering not only the second Ktsira and the first Ktsira, but also the first Tchina, he's already bringing a Chatos for that first Tchina. Why not apply the principle of Tchina Goreres Tchina? Why does Rav insist that Tchina Shekinegda b'mkom omedes, that the second Tchina is independent? So the Mefarshim, starting from the Meiri and going down, they claim that Rava holds that there's only one Grera, but not a Grera built on a second Grera. You know, it's like billiards, you know. You can have, you know, one shoot-off, but you can't have a second shoot-off from the second shoot-off. So if you hit the ball and it hits one ball, that ball could hit another ball, but that ball can't hit another ball. In other words, you can apply Grera, in this case going up, but not going down because you have to swing around, so to speak. So the Gerera will allow you to go from the second Ktsira back up to the first Ktsira, which allows you to set up a Shiga Shabbos, and this Chatas now is a Chatas that's brought not only for the second Tchina, but for the first and its partner. It's Tchina, it's Ko-Malacha, but now you want to set up a whole new Gerera. Now, what is going to activate that Gerera? It's the Tchina. Correct? It's the first Tchina that's, according to Abaye, is going to activate Gerera. Rava says, Ad Kan. Now you're overstepping your bounds. You can't tell me that the first Tchina, which in itself is a Negreres, can now be a Goreres. And the problem with understanding Rava, first, there's a Lundish problem. You know, once you're willing to go that far as Gerera, why not go Gerera on top of a Gerera? That's one problem. That's a more intellectual problem. But on a technical level, the question is that Rava himself seems to be built on a Gerera on top of a Gerera, because the first Ktsira is itself a Negreres. What generates an all-inclusive chatos for not only the second Ktsira that he found out about, but now he finds out about the first Ktsira, that itself is called Gerera. Now, once you've applied Gerera to go from Ktsira to Ktsira, from the second Ktsira back up to the first Ktsira, how does this chatos now impact on the first Tchina? The answer is that's another Gerera. Ah, here we have the answer to the Me'iri. And that is that the first Tchina is not called Gerera. The first Tchina does not emerge as a separate Mechayev of Chatos simply because the Chatos now is for Shiga Shabbos. That's where Gerera kicks in. The Gerera allows me to activate Shiga Shabbos. The second Ktsira through Gerera now brings me back up to the first Shgaga, which was the Shiga Shabbos. Once that first Shgaga is a Shiga Shabbos through Gerera, then it covers all the different malachas that he implemented under the misimpression that today was Friday. So that the Chatos for Shiga Shabbos is called a Negreres. But again, that Chatos automatically covers all the Malachos that he implemented under the misimpression that today was Friday, which is called Shiga Shabbos. But that whole entity, that whole overlapping, all-inclusive, umbrella, that itself is a result of Gerera. And what allowed me to implement Gerera, says Rava, that's because he's bringing a Chatos for Ktsira. Now he can allow that Chatos to cover all the Ktsiros of that day of Shabbos, that all that were done in Shkaga, if it was Behelim Achas. So that allows me to jump back in up to the first Shkaga, which is the Shiga Shabbos. And that will now allow that Chatos to have the Gushpanka, there's a Chal Shem in this Chatos to cover Shiga Shabbos. So that the first Tchina is not a Negreres. It's a Negreres to the same extent that the first Ktsira is a Negreres, because all the Malachas under Shiga Shabbos are called Negreros. But now, says Rava, you want to use that first Chatos on the Tchina and apply Tchina Gereres Tchina to patter you up, so to speak, or swallow up the Chiyuv for the second Tchina of Shigas Malachos. That you can't do, because that's already a second Gerera. That's already applying Gerera twice. We can apply Gerera once, which will allow us from one Ktsira, the second Ktsira, to go back to the first Ktsira, which is the Shiga Shabbos, and that Memel is a Chatos for all the Malachas that he violated under the impression of Shiga Shabbos. But now you want to take Tchina and say, well, the Chatos is now covering the first Tchina, and therefore that Tchina should be Goreres the second Tchina. That only applies when the original Chiyuv Chatos was on that Malacha. So that Malacha is an original. And the original could generate Gerera. So for example, when he finds out that he was Kotzer on that Shabbos at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, he was Kotzer. Again, I don't care when he finds out. Let's say he finds out after Shabbos. I don't care when. But he finds out that he was Kotzer at 5. Now that Ktzira is not what you call a Nigreres, but it's called an Iker Chiyuv Chatos. And an Iker Chiyuv Chatos has the power to, that we can activate called Gerera. So from that Iker Chiyuv Chatos, we're going to be Gorer any other Chiyuvim of that same Malacha, that's called Ktzira Goreres Ktzira. And that Ktzira is a Chatos that's brought, meaning the first, for Shiga Shabbos, and therefore all the Shkogas of that Shiga Shabbos are included under this Chatos, but that's by virtue of Gerera. Now you want to take the Tchina of the first Shkoga of Shiga Shabbos and use it and activate it as a Gorer for the second Tchina of Shigas Malachas. That you can't do, because you're dealing with a Nigrar, which is not an original Chiyuv, not a direct Chiyuv Chatos, but it's an indirect Chiyuv Chatos. And that indirect Chiyuv Chatos does not have the ability to now generate a Chatos that would be Mechaper for a Shigas Malacha. The Shigas Malacha, when he finds out about it, that he inadvertently, because he didn't know about Tchina, he was grinding something on Shabbos and violating Tchina, that's already a separate independent Chiyuv Chatos. And Abaye says, no, we can take Gerera and keep going with Gerera. If I throw the football to you, you can throw the football to someone else, and he'll pass it on to someone else, and it keeps going on and on. And therefore, Abaye holds that one Chatos will suffice, even if his first Yediyah was about the second Ktzira. Because once I get to the second Ktzira, I can now round the bases and set up a Gerera from the second Ktzira to the first Ktzira. That already covers me even as far as the first Tchina. And once this Chatos is Chal vis-a-vis the first Tchina, then we can apply another principle, another application of the same principle, which is called Tchina Goreres Tchina. That's Abaye. Now, I apologize that those who were with me yesterday, it took me a half hour to review what we did yesterday. So, eschatoi animazkir. But the truth is that I needed the chazor. So, you know, if you want to blame anyone, it's not that I was doing it because I had to bring you up to date. I had to bring myself up to date. Okay, then. So now, what?
Thank you for the chazor.
Okay. So now the next part of this sugya is going to prove that Rava changed his position. And it's a little bit rare, because usually when there's machlokshin Rava and Abaye, Rava is merciless against Abaye. So the Gemara says, Umi islay le Rava grera. Is it true that Rav accepted the principle of Gerera? We have another statement of Rava. So again, we know that according to Rava, when he finds out about the second Ktzira, that second Ktzira is Goreres. The other Ktzira, in this case the first Ktzira, and also the first Tchina, as we said, Ha'itma, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Ochal shnei zeisei chelev. The helim echad. So he eats a kezias of chelev, and then he eats another kezias of chelev, and he did not know in between, oivei, I ate chelev. That's called helim echad. V'nodolal achas mihem, v'choz havi ochal kezias behelemo shalsheni. So now he eats a third kezias of chelev. So he ate the first kezias, he ate the second kezias, and then he finds out that one of the two kezaisim that he eaten was chelev. Then he forgets again, Again, when I say forget, it doesn't necessarily mean he forgot the Isur Chelev. It could be that he doesn't know that this is Chelev. But anyway, we'll say it just this way. So once again, he forgot, and he ate a third Kezias, Be'alemo Shalsheni. So in other words, the first Yediyah that he had was on the first Kezias. He never had a Yediyah on the second Kezias. Nobody notified him that in his second Achila Hey Body, that was also Chelev. That he didn't know. He went ahead and he ate a third Kezias of Chelev before he found out about the second Kezias of Chelev. So the first two Kezaisim were Behelim Echad, and the second and the third Kezias were Behelim Echad. But the third Kezias was not Behelim of the first Kezias, because he already had a Yediyah before he ate the third Kezias, that he had eaten the first Kezias. So before he ate the third Kezias, he knew about the first Kezias. Amar Rava, in such a case, Hevi Karban Al Rishon, Rishon means the first Kezias, is Rishon V'Sheni Miskaprim. Right, because he only found out about the first Kezias after he ate the second Kezias. So the second Kezias was Behelim Achas of the first Kezias. So the second Kezias is now included under this Chatos that he's bringing for the first Kezias, because the second Kezias was Behelim Echad of the first Achilus Kezias. However, Shlishi Eino Miskaper, he cannot use that first Chatos to cover his kapara for this third Achilas Kezias. Why? Because that third Kezias was not Behelim Echad of the first, the third Kezias was not Behelim Echad of the first Kezias. Well, what happened to Grera? Why don't we assume that since the carbon is being brought for not only the first Kezias, but also for the second Kezias, both of which were eaten by Behelim Achas, once this carbon is brought for the second Kezias, it should be Gorer, the third Kezias, that was eaten by Behelim Achas with the second Kezias. That's going to be the Morris Kasha. What happened to Gorer over here? We should apply Gorer from the second Kezias to the third Kezias. Now Rava goes a step further, and he applies the same din, Hevi Karban al Ashlishi. After he found out about the third Kezias, which he had eaten Behelim Achas with the second Kezias, and he doesn't know anything about the first Kezias, is Shlishi V'Sheni Miskaprim. So that's that Chatos could now cover him both for the third Kezias, which he found out about, and the second Kezias, which was eaten by Elimachas of the third Kezias. But Rishon, now he finds out about the first Kezias, Eino Miskaper. Because this second Kezias, this first Korban Chatos, is being brought for the third Kezias, which was not eaten by Elimachas of the first Kezias. Hevi Korban al Amtsoi, but let's say he found out about the second Kezias, and he brought a carbon for the second Kezias, and this Kapru Kula. Then both the Rishon and the Shlishi are covered by this Chatos, because both the Rishon was Behelim Achas of the second Kezias, as well as the Shlishi, which is Behelim Achas of the second Kezias. So in that rare case, he can cover all three Kezaisim with one Chatos, because he brought the carbon for the Amtsoi. That's Rova. Abai Omar, Afilu Hevi Karban al Echad Mehem, Niskapru Kulam. Even if he only brought the carbon for one of them, whether it's the first, the second, or the third, he only has to bring that one single carbon. He doesn't need any additional carbon. Now again, if he brought the carbon for the middle Achilas Kezias, Kezias Achila number two, everybody agrees that one carbon will cover, because even Rav will say that carbon for the second Achila, the middle Achila, would cover the shkagos of Be'alem Achas, whether it goes up or down to the first kezias, back to the, or forward to the third kezias. But the chiddush of Abaye is that even if he brings the carbon for the first kezias, that's enough. Or alternatively, he brings the carbon for the third kezias, that's enough. And maximum carbon is only one carbon. Now, why is that so? Because Abaye is going to apply the principle of Gerira. How so? The Sheni, the middle Kezias, which is Be'alei Machas of both number 1 and number 3, that's Gorer. Let's say the first Kezias, so let's say he was Mafresh the Karbon for the first Kezias, that Karbon would be Mechaper the second Kezias. And why is that? Because since the second Kezias was Be'alei Machas, therefore it's Negreres with the first Kezias. Now Abai goes a step further and he says the Sheni, since he's now bringing the carbon not only for the first Kezias but also for the second Kezias, is Gores HaShlishi. You could say it the other way around. Let's say it was Mafresh the carbon for the Shlishi, and that carbon is now a Kapara both for the third Kezias and for the second Kezias that was eaten together Be'alei Machas. Now, once he's bringing the carbon Chatas for the second carbon, once he's bringing a chatas for the second achilas kezias, is memela that second kezias is gorer the first kezias. So what we see here from Abaye is that Abaye is clearly of the opinion you could apply gerera on top of gerera, meaning once you bring a chatas for A and B was be'alei machas of A, then you could take B now and set up a din of Gerera for anything that was Be'alei Machas of B, even though the original Machayev of the Karban was his Yediyah on A, which was not done in the same Helim. It was B'shtei Alamas as far as C is concerned. It doesn't matter. Because once I can apply Gerera to B, then I have the right to apply this Karban and extend the Gerera to C, or the other way around. If I go from C and I apply Gerera to B, because C and B were Be'alei Machas, I now have the ability to go one step further and apply another Gerera to A. So what's going on over here? We have a very strange situation here where Rava seems to be oblivious to Gerera, and yet Rava himself, initially at least for the first round, accepted Gerera. So the Gemara answers, Bosa deshame me Abaye Savra. Once Rava accepted, or let's say it the other way, once Rava heard how Abaye was willing to apply the halach of Gerera, then we have a rule called Savra v'kibla, meaning he heard it from Abaye and he accepted it. Now, wait a second. We understand now that Lamaskana de Milsa, Abaye convinced Rava, and Rava accepted Abaye, that if he brings the carbon for any one of the three Chiyuve Achilas Kezias of Chelev, that's all he has to bring is one carbon. Which means that Rava now accepts the principle that you go from the first Kezias to the second Kezias, which is fine, that's Be'alei Machas, and now you jump over to the third Kezias through Gerera. But the original statement of Rava remains valid, meaning Rava doesn't rescind his original position in the double Shkaga of Shigas Shabbos first, and then Shigas Melachas second. And Rava there maintains that if he finds out about the second Ketzira, we're not going to apply Gerera to allow the first Tchina to be Gerera the second Tchina. So the Gemara immediately asks, Hachi, if Rava accepted Abaye, and the principle of Gerera was now accepted by Abaye, is Tchina Nami Tigrar Litchina? Why is Rava insisting that the Ketzira Shnia will be Goreres the first Ketzira, and that will cover him for Shigas Shabbos, even as far as the first Tchina. But Rava will not be willing to apply Gerera from the first Tchina down to the second Tchina. And the Gemara answers, Gerera Islay, Gerera de Gerera Leslay. In other words, Rava accepted Abaye that we say Gerera, but not Gerera le Gerera. What does that mean? That all the violations of Achiv Kares, let's say in the case of Chelev, that were Behelim Achas, are all covered by one carbon. Like, for example, when we said Shigas Shabbos covers all the different malachas under that one Shgaga. That's not Gerera. The only Gerera in the case of Chelev, which Abai insists on and Rava finally accepted, is the Gzera from the second, is the Gerera from the second Kezias to either the first or the third Kezias. That's not something that requires Gerera. Do you follow? Because to go from the second Kezias back to the first Kezias, that's not Gerera. That's Helim Achas. Then he repeated the same exact Aver twice under one Haloma, and he's chayv one carbon. There's no machalik whatsoever. He ate a kezayis of chaylev, he ate another kezayis of chaylev, all behelim achas. The only single grera here, which Abai insisted on and Rav accepted, is to go from one to three, or three back to one. That's the grera. And how do you go from one to three? You go through number two, right? That's the avenue, that's the method. But number two is not Gerera. Number two is a Chiyuv Chatos that's generated by one Yediyah of one Halama. There was one Halama of two Kizesim, either one and two, or if you want, two and three. That single Halama generates a Chiyuv Chatos for the same violation that he repeated over and over again by Halim Achas. That's not Gerera. In the case of Tchina, meaning Shigas Shabbos and then Shigas Malachos, there we need Gerera to take us from Ktsira back to the original Shigas Shabbos, Dika Ktsira. We don't need Gerera to include under that Chatos the first Tchina. But now if you want to apply Gerera from the first Tchina to the second Tchina, that's already Gerera le Gerera. And that's where Rava rejects Abaye. So again, just to summarize this first, I call it Shlav Aleph of the Sugya. Abaye is willing to apply Gerera freely, open hand, no restrictions. You don't have to wear a mask or anything. Just do Gerera upon Gerera upon Gerera. Whereas Rava says, no, I'm willing to do one Gerera, but not two Gereras. In the case of Chelev, Rava will accept that one Chatos will cover both the first Kezias and the second Kezias. That's not Gerera. But if one of those two Kezesim was the one he found out about it, and that was done b'shtei Alamas in a different Alama from the third Kezias, let's say in that case, so that's applying Gerera, and Rava accepted Abaye. Yes, I'm on board. There is Gerera. But in the case of Tchina, that's already Gerera le Gerera, because we go from the second Ktsira up to the Shigas Shabbos. That's one Gerera. Now to take the Shigas Shabbos and apply another din of Gerera, which is called Tchina Gereres Tchina, that's already Gerera le Gerera, and Rava puts his foot down, ad kan. You know, you cannot apply Gerera le Gerera. Now, the Gemara at this point is going to question what I call the tenets of the faith. Both Abai and Rava had no doubt that you can go from the second Ktsira back up to the first Ktsira. Meaning, if both the Shigas Malachos, which is round number two at 5 o'clock, we called it, and the Shigas Shabbos, which was implemented at 8 a.m. in the morning on Shabbos, both of them can be covered by one single chatas. And the reason for that is because it's behele machas. And that was never an issue, neither to Rava nor to Abaye. The only question is, once we went up through Gerera to the Shiga Shabbos, and we covered with this one chatas, not only the second Ketzira, but the first Ketzira and the first Tchina, can we now go a step further and apply Gerera to Gerera? Abaye says yes, and Rava says no. But as far as the original Gerera, that if behele machas, you implemented both Shigas Melachos and Shigas Shabbos, that one Chatas could cover both, that was never an issue. And now the Gemara is going to say, well, at least for Abzera it was an issue. Maybe it wasn't an issue for Abaye and Rava, but it was an issue for Abizera. We're not exactly sure if it's Rav Zera, or maybe it's Rav Yirmiya, but one of the two had a suffix about it. Now, before we read the Gemara inside, let's just think conceptually. Now, this is a very interesting kind of halacha, which both Abaye and Rava assumed upgaret, it wasn't an issue, it was a milsa de pshita, that you could combine with one chatas, both Shigas Melachos and Shigas Shabbos. And one could ostensibly argue that those are two fundamentally different types of shkagos. Each one has its own, you know, beats to its own tune and generates its own chatos in its own particular way. They're fundamentally different. One is a generation of a chiv chatos for shigas melachos, and the other is a shigas Shabbos. Who says that we can combine those two shkagos into one single chiv chatos? I mean, Abaye and Rava never questioned that premise, but Rav Zera was not sure about it. Milsa de pshita le labai v'rava, mi boi le Rav Zera. Again, we don't know if it's Rav Zera. De boi Rav Zera mi Rav Asi. The Ami love it. There's another tradition that boi mine Rav Yirmiya mi Rav Zera. So it wasn't that Rav Zera was on the shoel end, he was on the answering end. And what's the case? Katzar v'tochan. Now you have to add the word O. Here the Vav is a Vav of Machalik. Chatzi Gogeres B'shiga Shabbos who's Don Melachos. So he thought it was Friday, he thought it was Sunday. And he harvested a half a Gogeres. Simply because he forgot it was Shabbos. He wasn't aware of the fact that it was Shabbos. And the shear of Ketzira, or Tchina for that matter, is Kugrogeres. Like all of Sidura de Pas. Possible exception might be Zorea. Anyway. Now, Chazar v'kotzar v'tochan, Chatzi Gogeres, Bizdon Shabbos, Vishigigas Melachos. So the second half of a Gogeres worth of, let's call it Ketzira, was done, implemented after he knew it, at a time that he knew it was Shabbos, again called 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos, and he forgot about Ketzira. So the first Gogo was he forgot about Shabbos, and the second was he forgot about the Melach of Ketzira. And Rav Zera or Rav Yirmiya had vacillated about the following question: Mao sheyitzarfu? Do we have a possibility being mitzarif one chatzi gogeres with another chatzi gogeres to generate a chiv chatas for a full gogeres worth of ktsira, or alternatively for tchina? And the whole suffix boils down to the question of whether or not you can mitzarif these two malachos, each one of a chatzi gogeres, of the same malacha, but two different implementations, and we consider it hele machas, because he didn't find out about either of these two violations until later on. So later on he finds out about both violations. There was no yediyah between the first half of gogeres and the second half of gogeres. And therefore the Helem Achas has the ability to integrate both the first Chatzi Zayis. Again, when I say Chatzi Zayis, I mean Chatzi Gogeres. And the second. Oh, Dilma, or should we say no? Again, I'm just trying to fill in the blanks here. This is not called a tziruf. There's no tziruf here. You can't tell me that Helim Achas is a viable factor here to be mitzayif the two. Why? Because they're two different shkogos. One was the shkog of Shabbos, the other was the shkog of Malachos. Two different shkogos, they're independent and fundamentally different one from the other, cannot be integrated into one. Amalei and Ravasi, according to one transmission, or maybe it was Rav Zera, turns back to the Shoel, and he says, Chalukim lichatos, v'lomit starfin. He came to the conclusion that the Ktsira number one and the Ktsira number two are not integrated into one shear of Grogeres. The first Ktsira was Chatzi Grogeres, second Chatzi Grogeres, and he's not Chayav Achatos because he never violated Shabbos with one Ktsira of a full Grogeres. And the reason for that is that although it was Helim Achas, it's considered like Shtei Halamos. Why? Because the first Halama and Shkoga was of Shabbos, the second one was of Malachos, with the Yedias HaShabbos. At this point, the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Zera and Rav Asi reject Abai and Rava. Abai and Rava were willing to integrate both Shigas Malachos in the second round with Shigas Shabbos of the first round into one Chatos. The fact that they were two different kinds of Shkogos, two different categories, does not bother Abai V'Rava, but according to Rav Asi and Rav Zera, it seems like there's no Tziruf, even though it was Behelim Achas, between two Averos, where there was fundamentally different shkogos that generate the chiyuv chatos. Respect. There was an avera that generated a shkogo because of shigas Shabbos, and a second one because of shigas Malachos. Now, let's go on in the discussion here between Rav Zera and Rav Asi. Again, I'm not going to repeat over and over again. There might be Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Zera, but anyway, we'll call it Rav Zera and Rav Asi. And Rav Zera asks a kind of a naive, you know, an honest to goodness question to Rav Asi. He says, "V'kol hecha, you telling me that chalukin lechatos lo mitztarfin, that if he does part of a shear of one malacha or one avera, and then he does another part of a shear of that same avera, they don't integrate into one. For Tanan, what are we going to do with the Mishnah in Kresos? The Mishnah says, Achal Chelev V'Chelev Behelim Echad. If he eats a Kezais of Chelev, and before he knows about it, he eats another Kezais of Chelev, and then he finds out that he violated the Yisur Chelev, is Eino Chayev Ela Achas. So Mishnah tells me that he brings one Chatos, because there's no Machalik over here. Why is there no Machalik? Because he repeated the same Avera twice. This is not a case of Chelev and then Dam, or Chelev and Nosar, Chelev and Pigul, where there is Averos Machalik. But here there's no Machalik. It's the same Kezais that he ate, same Chelev that he ate twice. So it's not called Shtei Achilos Le'inyan Chatos, it's called like Achila Achas, because it was all Behelim Echad. Now here, we have to add a Chiddush of Rashi, but Rashi is not here, he's elsewhere, Masechta Erevin. And Rashi says that we have something called a pras. A pras is a half of a kikar, a half of a loaf of bread, You have to know exactly what the size is and how long it would take to eat it. But that's called a shear of Suda Achas. So two achilos that were eaten within that shear of a chatzikikar, of a pras, are considered one achila. Now that's true with regard to chatzi shear. So let's say a person starts eating half a kezias at time T1. He eats the other half of the kezias at time T2. And the space, the time that elapsed between time T1 and time T2 is less than the time it would take him to eat a half a kikar. So that's called toch kedei achilas pras. In such a case, he's going to be chayav. If it was chayav, for example, he'd be chayav a korban chatos, because the first half a zayas and the second half a zayas were eaten within the time period of toch kedei achilas pras, and they generate one achila of an entire kezayas, and he has to bring a chatos. In our case, it could be liachar kedei achilas pras, or otherwise known as yoser mikedei achilas pras. So, for example, he eats a kezayas chelev at 8 in the morning, and he eats another kezayas chelev at 5 in the afternoon. Surely that's yoser mikedei achilas pras. Surely we have two different achilos here. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us in Krisus that eino chayev ela achas. Why? Because here we have a full shear of a kezayis times two, meaning he had two achilos, but he can pater up both achilos with one single korban chatos because of helem echad. So the helem echad is the active agent that integrates two separate achilos. Normally, we need a different agent to integrate two achilos into one, and that's called toch kedei achilas pras. Here we have another substitute mitzarev to integrate the two achilos into one. We don't need toch kedei achilas pras. And even if it's separated by hours and hours, as long as there was one yedia for both, that's called helem achas. And he brings one korban chatos. Now case number two. Achal chelev v'dam v'nosar, because and again, vav is always a vav hamachalik here, upigul behelim achas chayv al kol achas v'achas. Now we have a machalik of shemos machalkim. Each shem isur is machalik. So even though he wasn't aware of any violation whatsoever until after he ate chelev dam nosar pigul, nevertheless, he can pater them all up with one. I'm sorry. So you would say that since he has helim echas, he should be able to pater all these different achilos with one chatos. Nein. He's got to bring a separate chatos for each shem isur. Chomer be minin harbe mimin echot. This is the chumrah that we find in the case of chelev and chelev. I'm sorry, that's the kula. The chumra of minim harbe, when he eats chelev and dam, in contrast to min echad, when he eats chelev, many different kezesim of the same min isur, whether it's chelev, whether it's many achilos of dam. If he eats many achilos of the same isur, then he can get away with one chatos that covers all the different achilos and all the different chiyuv. But if he violates different isurim of shemos mechulakim, then we have a principle called shemos mechalkim, even though they were all these different shemos of dam and chelev and so forth were violated by helim achas. Now this is all the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, V'zo chomer b'min echad miminim harbe. However, even though we had a kula that one chatas could cover all the violations of chelev, and that was a kula. But we have with regard to chelev and chelev, a chumra. Where's the chumra? Shem ochal chatzi zayis, v'chazar v'ochal chatzi zayis, mimin echad. So he violates a chiyuv chatos in one helem, but through two achilos, since they were mimin echad, that's chelev and chelev, is therefore he's chayev. So we mitzarev the two achilos into one achila to be mechayev him one single chatos. And it's only one single chatos, as we said before, because it's min echad. But yet we're going to be mitzarev two different pu'ulos, two different actions, each one of a chatzi zayis, because it's min echad. Now what happens in contrast if he eats a kizayis from one isur, but now he eats two chatzi zayisim of a different isur, mishnei minim, potur. Ah, so what happens now? In helim achas, he eats a chatzi zayis of chelev and a chatzi zayis of dam. So he never ate a full zayis of one isur. In the case of chelev, where it's one min and one shem isur, we could be mitzarev a chatzi zayis of chelev with another chatzi zayis of chelev. But in the case of shnei minim, where he ate a chatzi zayis of dam and a chatzi zayis of chelev, he's potur, even though it was all behelim achas. And our question, our objection to this Mishnah is, if you're dealing with a case where he ate two zeisim imun echad and he's chayev, like the case of chatzi zayis chelev and chatzi zayis chelev, is trichol and meimar? Why did the Tana have to teach us that you can be mitzarev these two half a zeisim of chelev? Why would I think otherwise? It's one achila, and the Gemara now thinks that he ate them in a shear of kidei achilas pras. Do you remember? Because we said that if he eats two kizesim, one after the other of chelev, he's going to be chayv only one chatos, even though he ate the two kizesim Yoser mikdei achilas pras. Now we're talking about a case where he eats a chatzi zayis and another chatzi zayis. That's called tol kidei achilas pras. And the Gemara thinks that there's no question in anyone's mind that he's chayav achatos. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah on Reish Lakish? Mishum bar tunei. Now that was the name of the chacham. Is chacham ayaskinon kigon shacholo b'shnei tamchuyim. In other words, let's say he took a chatzi zayis of chelev and he roasted it. He took another chatzi zayis of chelev and he cooked it. And this Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar, who holds tamchuyim mechalkim. So let's say, for example, he eats a full kizayis of chelev, and then he eats another full kizayis of chelev. One was Salui and one was Mevushal. Is that called Tamchuyim Mechayvim Mechalkim, and he has to bring two chatos. And the Mishnah is saying, Ma'u de Tema Om Rabbi Yehuda Bein Lekula U Bein Lechumra. Kamash Balon, the Mishnah is saying, Lekula Lo Omar Lechumra Ka Omar. So the Gemara asks for Hocha de Chalukim Lechatos. The comet starfi. In other words, these two chatzi zesim from two different tavshilim on its tarif to a full shear of a kizayis. And yet, in the case of Shabbos, Rabbi Zera came to the conclusion that if you have two different machayvim, you have Shigas Shavas and you have Shigas Melachos, we're not mitztarifim. And we need two different chatos. And yet here, we're going to be mitzarif two different chatzizesim from two different tavshilim. One was tzolui and one was mevushal to a chiv chatos. That's called lechumra, because Rabbi Yeshua only holds tamchuy mechalkim is only lechumra, but he wouldn't say that tamchuyin is mechalkim lekula. So you have two different tamchuyim, and the Gemara now assumes that two different tamchuyim is the same or is parallel to Shigas Shabbos as opposed to Shigas Melachos. Okay, Rabosai, if you have any questions, please ask them now.
Shkoach.
So again, tomorrow we'll start.